Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you truly. Your presence with us, your love for us, your patience with us. You have shown us so much in our life and given us so much. We ask you once again for your mercy. Help us to receive what it is that you have for us this day, that we may live in a way that pleases you and shares others your love. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Proverbs 27:8. Hear now God's word. Like a bird that strays from its nest is one who strays from home. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm used to reading things that are a lot longer than that. We have our Advent devotion, which I hope each of you are taking advantage of. Every Sunday, I'll be preaching on the scripture that is on that Sunday of your Advent devotion. Our Advent devotion is has a very neat title. It's one of my favorite Christmas hymns. I gotta find it here. It's called "I Wonder as I Wonder." The song itself is hauntingly beautiful. I won't sing it for you because I don't want you to leave quite yet. Still got a few minutes yet here. But I'll read it to you. I wonder as I wonder out under the sky how Jesus, my Savior, did come for to die. For poor, ordinary people like you and like I wonder as I wonder out under the sky. There's some more verses in it, you know, that sort of thing. It's a great song that really gets at the heart of many people in this world, many of us sitting here, this idea of wondering. Not W-O-R, W-O-N-D-E-R, but W-A-N. The sense of moving around aimlessly, not always knowing where it is that we're going. The sense of not being in control of our own lives or our own plans and kind of having the world push us around in the direction that the world wants us to go. This sense of wondering. It's not a new thing in the Bible or definitely not a new thing in the Christian life. There's another hymn that has a theme of wondering. Are you familiar with the hymn? When I say wonder, does the hymn pop up in your head? It's on page 400 in your hymnal. You're welcome to turn to it if you would like. It's called "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." Familiar with that? "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." I think if I would sing it for you, you would leave. I think if I would sing it for you, you would know what that hymn was. I'm going to read it to you. On page 400, you're welcome to turn to it. "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love." Is it familiar yet? No? How about this? "Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He, to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood." And finally, "Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above." We've sang it here a few Sundays. Written by a man named Robert Robinson. Robert Robinson. Robert Robinson lost his father when he was a young boy, 8, 9 years old. His mother couldn't take care of them, so he had to go out into the workplace himself in order to raise money for himself and his family. In the workplace, he kind of fell into a group of unruly youths. And at the age of 17 years old. Him and his youths, who were prone to drinking and carousing, went to a fortune teller one day and got the fortune teller drunk in the hopes that they would give them their fortune for free. It worked. She gave him his fortune, which was, you will live a long, fruitful, happy life, and you will be around to see your great-grandchildren. His thought was, if this is going to happen, I need to stop living the way that I am. That helped him to start turning his life around. With this thought of, I need to stop living the way that I am, there was to be a minister who was preaching an outdoor sermon in England. The minister's name was George Whitefield. Some of you may be familiar. He was considered a Methodist preacher, though not exactly Methodist, but pretty close. George Whitefield preached a fiery sermon, as George Whitefield does, and Robert Robinson wanted to go to hear George Whitefield preach. And so he convinced all of his friends, remember he's in the bad crowd, hey, let's go to this sermon and heckle the Christians there. You know, how dare you be a Christian? How's that life going for you? You know, that sort of thing. Or however it is that they heckled during that day and age. Thou Christianeth. I don't know how they talked. So they went to this sermon to heckle the preacher and heckle the other Christians. And it really touched Robert's life. He, for 3 years, he wrestled with his sermon about what God desired of him and how his life didn't match that. When he was 20 years old, he gave his life to Christ and he became a Methodist preacher. After he became a Methodist preacher several years, then he became a Baptist preacher for several years. And after Baptist preacher, I think he became an Episcopal preacher for several years. And then in his early 60s, as the legend has it, he turned his life from God and started to wander again. See a theme in his life. He wrote this song when he was in his early 20s. He was wandering his whole life, trying to find where it is God wanted him to be, and finally wandered away from God. And in his 70s, as again, legend has it, this hasn't been able to be validated, but the story goes that he was riding in a carriage one day, and a woman was beside him with her hymn book open and started reading his hymn. She didn't know it was his hymn. And she said, isn't this just a wonderful tune about God's love? And he said, oh, if I were again the man that experienced God's love as that young man had. And it said that he wandered back to God once again. The life of wandering, it's nothing uncommon in the Christian life. In fact, as you look at the Bible, wandering is a very common theme. Abraham was asked by God to move from his hometown to the promised land, the land which he would promise Abraham, and that was hundreds of miles away. And Abraham wandered around in the desert for a while, being led by God to go wherever it is God wanted him to go. The Israelites were in Egypt, and they wandered from Egypt all the way to the promised land, being lost in the desert for 40 years. Joseph and Mary, who we will be talking about as the weeks move on, wandered from Galilee, Nazareth, all the way to Bethlehem in order to have Jesus born there. They wander. The life of movement is part of life. There are people who still live feet away from where they were born. But yet through their life, there's so much journey, so much movement. I look at my life. Have you ever looked at your life and asked yourself the question, how did I get here? How did I wind up here? And it's so funny because that question has two different attitudes attached to it. It has the bad attitude. How did I wind up here? And sometimes we feel that. It has a good attitude. Wow, how did I wind up here? Out of all the ways that my life could have gone, Why here? I always think about this. Stephanie and I, we had a choice when we were first married. It was between two different churches. We could have served a church out south of Washington, PA, or served a church out in Timlin, Punxsutawney area. And we were talking to one another and praying about it and talking to the DS and praying about it with him. And we had chose the church out in Timlin. But we frequently ask ourselves, what would have happened if we had chosen the other church? My niece, Emmeline, was born out there in Punxsutawney because my brother-in-law came to stay with us and met his future wife while he was staying with us out there. So if we would have moved to the other place, that niece wouldn't have been born. Sometimes we feel lost in life. But the one thing that gives me comfort, and the comfort to the person in our scripture, and gave comfort to Abraham, and gave comfort to the exiles, those who were leaving Egypt to go to the promised land, gave comfort to the exiles, those who were in Babylon away from home, everyone who was wondering, the thing that gave comfort to them is that though we may feel lost, God knows exactly where we are. God's not lost, but leading and guiding us in the midst of our wandering, helping us to see the beauty in our journey. Though we may not know where we are, we see that at the very least, God is there. One thing, well, my dad's done many things for me, but one thing I remember about my dad, and maybe you had someone in your life like this too. One day when we got bored or whatever and Dad just wanted to do something, he said, "Let's hop in the car." We'd say, "Why? Where are we going?" And he'd say, "I don't know." And we'd hop in the car and we'd drive. Just wonder. And through that time, we saw so much beauty, things we've never seen before. We can let our wondering in life scare us, or we can allow God to open up our hearts and eyes to see the beauty that's around us and just go. We'll end up where God wants us to. And we pray that in the midst of that journey, we're able to trust God and see His love and love those around us in the midst of it.